Hey friend, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here listening to another episode of the Pattern Design Circle podcast. Here we talk all about the ins and outs of designing knit and crochet patterns and running a business that makes it all possible. I'm Jessica, your host, knitting pattern designer, design mentor, and the friend in your ear. Can't wait to dive right in. The Pattern Design Circle podcast is sponsored by the Pattern Design Circle, a membership community for knit and crochet pattern designers that are feeling lost, lonely, or frustrated in their business. It connects you with a supportive community that's always eager to answer your questions and help you through the hard times. And there's loads of resources and activities specifically catered to business and designing. Sound like your jam? Check it out at snickerdoodleknits.com/design-circle. That's snickerdoodle, like the cookie, knits, knits.com/design-circle. All right, let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of Pattern Design Circle podcast. As always, I'm super excited to be here in your ear, chatting all things business and marketing and all the things. And this week, I am excited to talk about affiliate marketing. So this is something that I have been excited about in my business for a couple years now, and been wanting to integrate more and more up. So I'll talk in this podcast about why, like what affiliate marketing is to start with, who it's really great for, like how to know if maybe it will fit into your business well, and then different programs and why I love it. So affiliate marketing, if you're not familiar at all, is essentially recommending other people's products and getting a percentage of the profits as like a reward. So I'm guessing you've probably seen affiliate links from other folks, and whether it's in a blog post or an email, whatever the thing is. And it's great because it benefits both the original creator business and it benefits the business that's sharing it, and it benefits the audience if it's a good fit. So I guess first of all, let's talk about each of those kind of identities in this process, how they're involved and why it can work so well. So for the first business that's actually creating this thing, selling this thing that's being promoted, the reason why businesses love to have an affiliate marketing program for other people to join is because it helps them reach a larger audience. So let's say I have an audience that's primarily here, and then I have somebody who wants to share my product with their business, and their audience is over here. Now, my product can reach my people here and their people over here. And so then it just continues to grow my audience that I can reach. Then the affiliate marketing it has incentives to it. Typically, you see a percentage. It's not always a percentage. Sometimes there's other incentives, and you know, maybe you get X amount of money off of your own subscription, or you get free products or something like that. But then that is an incentive for the second business, because now they're making money off of it, right? They are being rewarded for sharing something with their audience. And this can be done very kind of in a way that's kind of tacky. And like sometimes it can feel like affiliate marketing is a little bit like slimy, a little bit not very genuine. It can feel like somebody's just like kind of pushing these links on you, trying to get you to buy the thing. But it also can feel really authentic and genuine because you're just sharing products, or, you know, business number two is just sharing products that they really love and they actually do recommend. They use it themselves. And when somebody else is asking for recommendations, they are already saying, hey, this is what I use, this is what I love. And now they're being rewarded, mo typically monetarily, to share that. It's really kind of rewarding word of mouth marketing or referral marketing. And that's gives business number two more incentive to talk about it and to actually share about it. And like I said, it can feel super genuine and it can be like, hey, these are things that I really do love. I know that people are always asking about it, so here's my recommendations. And you can integrate it kind of seamlessly into your own marketing, especially like in emails and blogs where it's linked. And say, hey, this is what I used for this. If you want to use the same thing, or I just bought these new needles and they're working really well and I'm really happy with them. If you want to check them out, here they are. And a lot of times we feel like it's easier to talk about somebody else's products than to talk about our own. I've seen so many business owners that like they will sell somebody else's product for them so well, not even being compensated, just as a friend, like, or a fan. And then when it comes to their own stuff, they gel up and get scared. So affiliate marketing is really great for that kind of thing if you feel like it's a lot easier to talk about somebody else's stuff. It's also really great for if you're already recommending these things to people. If you are a teacher and you have a supply list for the course, you can have a few different recommendations for the needles and the yarn and things like that. Or if you're a blogger and you're recommending products on your blog, it's easy to link the affiliate links that way. And then the end user, the customer, the audience is also benefiting from this because they are being exposed to more products that potentially solve their problem or, fix what they're really looking for. And as a consumer, sometimes the affiliate links, like I said, maybe they can feel kind of tacky, they can feel kind of forced, but sometimes they do feel more genuine because it sounds like it's just like a referral, a recommendation, like, hey, this is something that I'm loving. So, as with any marketing, it can come across well. And it can come across, it can be feel more forced. I won't say affiliate marketing is for everyone. I do know that to begin with, I was a bit hesitant because it was like, like I don't want, I guess sometimes it does feel like, like somebody's just trying to sell to you through just another marketing strategy. And especially, so you pay attention to the terms of any affiliate programs that you're a part of, because often you do have to put a disclaimer and say, hey, this is an affiliate link. And unfortunately, I feel like as a consumer, that can be a little bit off-putting because it's like, oh, okay, now I know that they're just selling to me, right? But again, it's all about how you put it, how you feel about it, how your audience is going to feel about it and receive it. So I definitely had hesitations to begin with. I wasn't really sure if I really loved affiliate marketing. There's some people who like get really pushy with affiliate marketing, and then it's like essentially they're selling their own thing. Like it's a million emails about this product or this course or whatever, and like it feels like it's no different than the product that they're selling. So I did have some reservations, but I was writing, I think I first signed up for it when I was writing some blog posts with my recommendations of favorite tools and things like that, yarns. And so I signed up for some affiliate programs like Knit Picks and Amazon. And then the links that I was already linking, they could be affiliate links. And it did take a little bit for those to kind of really start generating much income. But now those are blog posts that I published maybe 2, 3 years ago. And They're still bringing in money. I haven't done a lot with my affiliate marketing yet, but they consistently bring in money, and that's just something that's really exciting as a business owner. Is having another revenue stream where you're really just like genuinely sharing stuff, and as a thank you for sharing it, another business is compensating you for that. And so, some months it's like $20 I get from Amazon. Some months it's $70 I get from Amazon. But if it were only, let's say average was $50, and over 12 months, that's $600 in affiliate marketing, just from that one shop. And that's from, like two or three blog posts that I wrote a few years ago. So that's part of why I really love affiliate marketing. It's just something that is kind of working in the background, that the way that I have it set up, I'm not constantly needing to talk about it. I have recently set up a Amazon storefront, and so now I've linked those on that on my Instagram profiles, my bio links. I want to actually put that in my email funnels and be like, hey, if you're looking for tools, this is some of my top recommendations, stuff like that. But yeah, so let's talk about different programs. So a lot of the larger kind of box stores, yarn companies, they have affiliate programs. They're all kind of different with different programs. So there's like larger affiliate programs that handle tons of companies' affiliate programs, and then you apply through there, get your account all set up, and then you can apply to the specific business that you're wanting to work with. So there's like Knit Picks, there's Michael's Yarn, there's Love Crafts, that all have affiliate programs. And then there's a lot of courses and programs and memberships that have affiliate programs. For example, Pattern Design Circle, I have an affiliate program. I'll go ahead and I'll put the link in the description if you're curious at all. I should have used this as an opportunity to actually finally polish the details of it. I've been wanting to put together, like all the marketing materials and like a actual website page with information for joining and all that. But that's not the case yet. But you do receive compensation if somebody joins. And then with things like a membership or any sort of subscription, oftentimes you will continue to receive a percentage of the sale as long as that customer is continuing to purchase. It's not always the case. Like, I'm an affiliate for Flowdesk, the email provider that I use, and so I recommend it to a lot of people just organically. And I think that theirs is like I don't think it's even a percentage. I think it's a $15 or something that you get for each person that signs up. So pay attention to the terms, decide if it's worth your time and if it really fits into your business model. But all that. So anyway, we have like larger box store yarn companies. I have occasionally seen like smaller yarn companies that do have affiliate programs. I don't know off the top of my head. Can't think of them, but then you often see courses and programs like even like Skillshare. So Skillshare is like this big company that is for taking lessons to learn about new things, basically. But a lot of the stuff on there is craft related. So there can be like knitting classes and courses and things like that. And then like a lot of business owners who have courses. We see this a ton in the business space of affiliate links for promoting a course or a program of some sort. And then I had alluded to that I have signed up for. Amazon has an affiliate program and has a storefront. I know I definitely did have reservations about joining the Amazon program. As far as do I want to keep recommending this big, huge company, or should I be more focused on smaller companies, maybe specifically in the industry, that kind of thing. But I discovered that, like so many people are able to use Amazon worldwide, that it's just such a universal platform, that it works really well. And so I guess if I'm going to be recommending things on Amazon anyway, I might as well be compensated for it, right? I might as well get a little chunk of the money. And most of my sales come through Amazon. I do get some through Nitpicks, but the way that they're payment systems work is differently. It's different. So Amazon sends the payment every month, where Nitpicks, I don't necessarily always get it every month. It basically builds up to a certain amount before they send the money. And then Amazon also has the storefront capability. So, like, as a quote unquote, just a regular Amazon affiliate, you can find anything, search for anything on Amazon, and then create an affiliate link, and then you share the link. With a storefront, it is essentially a landing page for all of your favorite things that you want to share. So for myself, I created like my favorite knitting tools, my favorite designing tools, my favorite business tools, which actually, by the way, check those out, because those are, like, I have used almost everything that I recommend. There are some on there that I have just heard so many other people recommend it that I am feel comfortable recommending it. But it's just some of my favorite tools in business, and especially business. Here I have, sorry, that probably didn't sound very good. I have a big giant whiteboard on my wall, that is a calendar. And I love that. So I know that's linked in there. And then I have these reusable sticky notes that just stick to the calendar, that I got from Amazon. So those are linked on there. So there's like these big square. If you're watching the video, you can see it. If you're not, I apologize, but you can check out the link in the description. There's these big squares, and then I also have a few of these kind of like arrow tag things. And I love, well, actually, I have on there also my excuse me, my reusable whiteboard notebook thing. It has like eight whiteboard pages, and it means that I can take notes. I can write down things that I want to remember. I can write down lists and do some math calculations for designing, all those kinds of things on the whiteboard. And then once I'm done with it, I can just erase it and reuse it. And I'm not wasting paper. And so I love that for the sticky notes as well, just different reminders and things instead of having to use paper for the sticky notes. So I know I have things like that linked on there. There really are some of my favorite things that I know I've mentioned over and over again in talking with other business owners and designers, just as product recommendations that I love, that I find super helpful. So the storefront is nice to be able to share just like all of the links kind of together. The pitfall, the downfall to that is that it's only Amazon stuff. So, like my blog posts, I'm able to recommend things from a variety of places, whether I have affiliate links or not, and have it all in one place. Amazon, it's a more condensed version. There's not so many words. It's all pretty much pictures, but it is kind of a nice aesthetic way to look at recommendations and to be able to share them. So that is affiliate marketing. Why I really love affiliate marketing, just having that kind of consistent, albeit, not massive, but that consistent kind of revenue coming in just behind the scenes from work that I did a while back, and it's just continuing to reap benefits. So as far as like how do you share affiliate marketing links? You can share them like in your stories. You can link them in your landing pages. You can include them in your blogs, in your emails. You can include them on some social platforms where like you can actually include the link in the description. And then you can include them in your email funnels. You could include like your Amazon storefront in, say, like the footer of all of your emails and just say, check out my favorite XYZ here. But again, pay attention to the terms and conditions of each affiliate program. Some of them, the links have to be publicly visible, so sharing them in an email won't work as well. And then again, paying attention to if you need to have a disclaimer and things like that. But yeah, I hope this really helps kind of share what affiliate marketing is, why business owners on both end of, the partnership find it helpful, and then maybe gives you some ideas of ways that you might want to incorporate in your business, or maybe it helps you decide that it just isn't a good fit. That's totally fine too. And if you want to check out, some examples, go ahead and check out the Pattern Design Circle affiliate link in the description, as well as the Amazon storefront. If you have any questions at all about affiliate links, feel free to reach out to me, Jessica at patterndesigncircle.com, or at Pattern Design Circle on Instagram. Alrighty. I am super excited for you if you do decide to go down the affiliate marketing path, and more than happy to help you out if you have any questions. I'll catch you in the next one. Wow, thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you found it valuable, please share the podcast with a designer friend. And if you have a minute, leave a review. It's so helpful for me and means the world to me. Chat soon.